419, a request of Joseph Walsh to address council regarding communication corruption.
Walsh, come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I come before you today to speak of corruption, not the normal kind, but a more sinister kind of dishonesty, that being the lack of transparency by this body. Last week, we had a very short discussion concerning an ordinance that you will vote on today called the Revised Disabled Person Parking Code, or as we call it, Let's Make a Buck Off the Backs of the Disabled. This ordinance has nothing to do with fairness, nothing to do with resolving a problem, and has everything to do with greed. Greed is never a good thing. It makes your eyes squint, makes your teeth rot, makes your soul wander for eternity. To make money off the people who are walking with difficulty, people using walkers to get around, the blind, those like me on oxygen, must be the lowest of one can descend. It is a shame. We come not to plead before you, as we know that is a waste of our time. We come today to offer alternatives to your limited ability to do good. After only 10 minutes during one of our meetings, we came up with a number of alternatives to the money-producing action. From Mr. Lightning, grandfather in all the disabled permits and tighten up the rules for parking for new people requesting disabled permits. From Mr. Jose, enforce existing laws. If a person is misusing their disabled permit, take legal action against that person. From another, use all of the new money generated to repair the sidewalks and other city repairs that directly relate to the disabled. Number four, use warning notices for a period of 1 year. There are more, but my time is very limited here. I wish I could come up with more, but these suggestions are not about money. We give you no money, we just give you new ideas. We take great umbrage when we hear representatives use the word abuse. They are abusing the right to park free. How? Where? When are they doing that? The Oregonian showed us a video of car after car with disabled permits on them. That proves what? It only proved that there are cars with disabled permits on them. I can show you down the street right outside a whole street with no permits on them. What does that show? It shows that there are cars without permits.
Joe, I need you to wrap up.
In other words, your proof is non-existent and only for show. And I resent you demonizing people who have disabilities and remind you that the American with Disabilities Act is not a privilege, and I am fully prepared to file with the Department of Justice a complaint against you for violation of the Act. Reasonable accommodation does not mean taking rights away. It means helping the disabled live the best they can. Paying for parking downtown for the disabled is not reasonable. It was a gift to the community and should not be now stolen.
Joe,
you came with violence to remove Occupy. You came and stole from the homeless, and now you come for the disabled money. Have you no shame?
Thanks.
Have you no shame?
Okay, next, please.
Item 420,